books.
It was in the year 1230. It later happened in 1240. It continued till almost 1250. Now, the burning of books is a terrible thing, and we all have the picture in our minds, those of us who remember the Second World War, the aftermath of it, of how the Germans burned all the Jewish books in Germany and later in Poland and in Russia, wherever they could find them, the great library of the yeshiva in Lublin, which had over 55,000 volumes and was one of the great Jewish libraries of the world, was burned by the Germans immediately upon their arrival in Lublin. So to us, burning a book has a very sad connotation. In the Middle Ages, it was common, because not only did they burn books in the Middle Ages, they burned people. And for the same reason, in Christian Europe, the penalty for heresy, the penalty for having thoughts or ideas that did not conform to official church dogma, the penalty was to be burned at the stake. It's hard for us to imagine, or maybe it's not hard for us to imagine, but medieval Europe was a place of enormous cruelty. And the entertainment of the people, instead of being sports as we have it today, or even the movies, video, concerts, whatever, it is some mark of civilization that the sport of the day is not to watch someone being tortured to death. In the Middle Ages, that was the sport. We have records that towns bought criminals from other towns to kill them in their town because they wanted to have a holiday. So you bought a criminal and you tortured him to death, and the other town provided you if you didn't have your own criminal. It's hard for us to have that type of mindset, I think, at least. But from that idea of heresy being punishable by being destroyed by fire, it is not hard to see that all heretical books that the church did not approve of also were destroyed in the fire. Many times, the heretical book was part of the fuel that supplied the fire to burn the heretic. There's a famous statement, this went on for hundreds of years, but there's a famous statement by one of the priests who was executed, burned to death by Henry VIII, who said, if I'm being burned to death, it must be because I'm a heretic, but I don't know what I'm a heretic about. Now, this societal curse invaded the Jewish world as well. Jews didn't burn people to death. Firstly, they didn't have permission to do so, because they themselves were heretics. Secondly, Jews know more exquisite tortures than killing people. And it was not their style. And the civilizing influence of the Torah over so many centuries has always caused Jews to be very inefficient executioners at best. But the idea of burning books